Part 2. Alaska has both financial responsibility and mandatory insurance laws. The purpose of these laws is to protect the motoring public from uninsured drivers on Alaska's streets and highways. These laws allow the division of motor vehicles to remove financially irresponsible drivers from the roads. Vehicle owners or drivers who are at fault in a collision are required by the financial responsibility law to pay for any damage or injury caused to another person. If there is a reasonable possibility that you may be found liable in a civil court, your privilege to drive will be suspended for up to 3 years. You can end your suspension, at any time during the 3-year period, by making a financial settlement with the other parties involved in the crash. The mandatory insurance law requires either the vehicle owner or driver to carry liability insurance. The minimum amount of liability insurance coverage is $50,000 per $100,000 for bodily injury or death and $25,000 for property damage. You must carry proof of liability insurance in your vehicle. Failure to provide proof of liability insurance to a law enforcement officer may result in a traffic citation or the vehicle may be impounded. If you are involved in a crash, which results in bodily injury or death to a person, or property damage in excess of $501, you must provide, within 15 days, proof of insurance to the Division of Motor Vehicles. Proof of insurance is required from all the drivers involved in the crash, regardless of who caused the crash. This means you must provide the proof of insurance even if you did not cause the crash. The requirement to notify the Division of Motor Vehicles is in addition to any report given to the police or your insurance company. Normally, the officer investigating the crash will give a certificate of insurance form to the drivers. The certificate of insurance forms are also available at any DMV office or on the state webpage. http://www.state.act.us/12209v4/jsp/12209main.jsp. If you were uninsured or you fail to provide the proof within 15 days, your driver's license will be suspended for 90 days for a first occurrence and 1 year for a second occurrence. What to do in case of every crash? 1. Stop at once. If you are blocking traffic, move your vehicle out of the way if possible. 2. To prevent other crashes, warn other traffic. At night, place flares or other signals on the road. Be careful not to walk out in front of other vehicles. 3. Help anyone who may be hurt. Do not remove an injured person unless absolutely necessary. Arrange for an ambulance if needed. Stop serious bleeding and keep the victim warm. 4. Exchange information with anyone else involved in the crash. Obtain the name, address, driver's license number, license plate number, telephone number, and name of insurance company of the other driver. Obtain the identity of as many witnesses as you can. 5. If there is an injury, or total property damage is $2,000 or more, and the crash occurred within a municipality, immediately contact the local police department. If the crash occurred outside of a municipality, immediately contact the Alaska State Troopers. 6. Cooperate with the investigating officer. 7. Mail a written report of the crash to the Department of Administration, Division of Motor Vehicles, P.O. Box 110221. Juneau, Alaska, 99810221 within 10 days. This report is not required if the crash was investigated by a police officer. The crash report can also be completed online through My Alaska. https://www.state.act.us/12209/act12209main.jsp. 8. Upon striking an unattended vehicle, stop and attempt to locate the owner. If unable to do so, leave a written note containing your name, address, and telephone number. 9. A certificate of insurance is required on all crashes with property damage of $501 or more and must be submitted to DMV within 15 days, even if you submitted proof of insurance when law enforcement investigated the crash. You may obtain this form at any DMV office or on our website. A word about points. Alaska has a law aimed squarely at crash prevention through identification, control, and rehabilitation of recognized problem drivers. The law works this way. 1. Convictions for moving traffic violations are assigned numeric point values ranging from 2 points to 10 points. 2. Violations with the highest likelihood of contributing to crashes are assigned the higher point values. 3. Accumulating 12 points in 12 months or 18 points in 24 months requires the mandatory suspension or revocation of the driving privilege, regardless of the hardships involved. 4. No limited work purpose license is available should a suspension or revocation of the driving privilege be required. 5. Traffic law violators are sent a warning letter upon reaching the halfway mark towards a point suspension. Violators are advised to take steps to correct their poor driving behavior. 6. Credits may be earned for violation-free driving and/or completion of a defensive driver course, DDC. A DDC may be taken once every 12 months for a point reduction. 7. A provisional license holder who accumulates 6 or more points in a 12-month period or 9 or more points in a 24-month period must complete a driver improvement course approved by the division. 8. Repeated traffic law violations may require a personal interview with a motor vehicle hearing officer. To keep their privilege to drive, drivers appearing for the interview may be required to comply with certain recommendations designed to improve their driving abilities. Points driver's license point assignment. If you are convicted of, or forfeit bail for, a moving traffic violation occurring in this, or any other state, points will be entered on your Alaska driving record. Assigned points are based on the following schedule. Operating a motor vehicle while privileged to do so is suspended or revoked or in violation of limited license, 0.10. Driving while intoxicated, under the influence, 0.10. Reckless driving, 0.10. Refusal to provide a breath sample, 0.10. Fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, 0.10. Speed contest. Racing. 0.10. Negligent homicide with a motor vehicle. 0.10. Manslaughter with a motor vehicle. 0.10. Assault with a motor vehicle. 0.10. Leaving the scene of a crash. 0.9. Negligent driving. 0.6. Failure to yield to authorized emergency vehicle. 0.6. Failure to stop for school bus while bus is loading or unloading. 0.6. Failure to obey official traffic control devices in school zone, playground, crosswalk, or park. 0.6. Driving without insurance. 0.6. Careless driving types of behavior. 0.4. Following too close. 0.4. Failure to stop or yield. 0.4. Minor operating after consuming. 0.6. Illegal passing in a traffic safety corridor. 0.4. All other moving violations. 0.2. Violation of oversize or overweight permits pertaining to restriction on hours of operation. 0.3. Speeding. In school zone or playground crosswalk. 0.6. 3 to 9 miles per hour over limit. 0.2. 10 to 19 miles per hour over limit. 0.4. 20 miles per hour or more over limit. 0.6. Violation of oversize or overweight permits pertaining to restriction of speed. 3 to 9 miles per hour over limit. 0.2. 10 to 19 miles per hour over limit. 0.4. 20 miles per hour or more over limit. 0.6. Suspensions and revocations. A suspended or revoked license must be turned in to the department. A period of suspension or revocation will continue beyond the ending date unless you properly reinstate your driving privileges and you file proof of financial responsibility for the future. Anytime your privilege to drive is suspended, revoked, or limited, you will be required to carry financial responsibility for the future after the license action is over. Proof of financial responsibility for the future is usually provided to the Division of Motor Vehicles by submitting in-state Route 22 insurance filing form. This type of insurance filing requires the insurance company to notify the Division of Motor Vehicles if your liability insurance coverage lapses or is canceled. Suspension. The privilege of operating a motor vehicle is temporarily taken away. At the end of the suspension, and upon meeting any reinstatement requirements, you must apply for a duplicate license at one of our field offices. Driving privileges must be suspended for 1. Operating or owning an uninsured vehicle involved in a crash. 2. Repeated violations of the motor vehicle laws, accumulation of points. 3. Driving in violation of license restrictions. Revocation. The privilege of operating a motor vehicle is taken away and the license is revoked. At the end of revocation, when reinstatement requirements are met, a new license may be obtained. Driving privileges must be revoked for the following court convictions. 1. Driving while under the influence or refusal to take a chemical test. 2. Driving while license is cancelled, suspended, or revoked. 3. Reckless driving. 4. Failure to stop and render aid at the scene when involved in a personal injury crash. 5. Perjury, giving untrue information relating to motor vehicles to the department. 6. Unlawful flight by motor vehicle to avoid arrest. 7. Felony in connection with a motor vehicle causing injury or death, such as manslaughter, negligent homicide, or assault with a vehicle. The Division of Motor Vehicles must revoke driving privileges, administratively, for the following offenses. 1. Refusal to submit to a chemical test following an arrest for driving under the influence. 2. Breath test result of 0.08 or higher, or 0.04 or higher if operating a commercial motor vehicle, following an arrest for driving under the influence. 3. Habitual violations of motor vehicle laws. 4. 2-point suspensions in a 24-month period. 5. Minors, under 21, operating a motor vehicle after consuming alcohol. 6. Minors, under 21, refusal to submit to chemical testing. 7. Minors, under 21, using a false driver's license to obtain alcohol. 8. The Division of Motor Vehicles has the authority to take independent action against your driving privileges regardless of the outcome of any related court proceeding. A reinstatement fee is required following any suspension, revocation, or limitation. Implied consent. When you operate or drive a motor vehicle in the state of Alaska, you are consenting to a chemical test of your breath for the purpose of determining the alcohol concentration of your blood or breath. This is known as implied consent. The implied consent law allows law enforcement officers to require a sample of your breath for alcohol testing after a lawful arrest for driving under the influence, DUI. Law enforcement officers to require a sample of your blood or urine for alcohol or controlled substance testing if you are involved in a crash that causes death or serious physical injury to another person. Depending on your number of prior DUI offenses, refusal to submit to chemical testing after lawful arrest can be a criminal misdemeanor or felony. Refusal to submit to chemical testing will result in two criminal charges, DUI and refusal, which the court can treat separately. During a revocation period, there is no limited work purpose driving privileges for a person who refuses to submit to chemical testing. Another aspect of the implied consent law allows a law enforcement officer to administer a preliminary breath test at the scene of an incident. If you have been in a crash or committed a moving violation and the law enforcement officer has probable cause to believe that your ability to operate a motor vehicle is impaired by alcohol, the officer can require you to provide a sample of your breath on a portable, preliminary, breath testing instrument. Refusal to submit to preliminary breath testing is an infraction.